Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 257 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. You are listening to the number one show for proven practical tips and advice on growing a successful membership business. If this is your first time listening to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. That'll ensure you do not miss a single weekly episode. If you're already subscribed, you know I love you. You know I appreciate your ongoing support for the show. We've got another great episode for you today. Today, I'm sharing with you 9 ways to increase attendance for your live membership sessions. So, live content is a great way of delivering ongoing value to your membership without the level of upfront work and other hassles and headaches that can typically go into producing courses, workshops, tutorials, or other types of static, pre-made content. Member-only webinars, live Q&A calls, mastermind calls, hot seats, this sort of real-time content not only enables you to directly interact with your members, but to also stay very current with the content you're producing and to quickly respond to key developments in your industry. However, including this type of content in your membership does add a new wrinkle to worry about: member attendance. If the turnout for your live membership sessions, Q&A calls, webinars, or whatever, if that turnout is low, this can directly affect the quality of what you're producing, not to mention being demoralizing to you, and maybe even discouraging for other members who may look at the attendance numbers as a sign of a disengaged community. So, today, we're going to look at 9 ways that you can increase the live attendance to your membership calls and sessions. First step, first way, is to reduce the technological hurdles. Now, probably the most common, most popular software that people use to run a webinar or any other sort of live call for years has been software called GoToWebinar. However, as popular as that software is, the big downside to using it is that it adds a whole bunch of extra steps for attendees. They have to download the software, they have to pre-register in advance, and do all sorts of extra stuff that can be enough to put members off attending. A far simpler alternative would be to use something like Zoom. Now, Zoom is certainly, in the time of recording this episode, whilst in the midst of a global pandemic, Zoom has become very popular in recent years. It allows for group calls and webinars, and while it still does involve downloading an additional piece of software, the whole process is a lot more streamlined, a lot easier, and far less hassle than something like GoToWebinar, where there's a lot more hoops to jump through. But the easiest option from a member experience perspective would be to use something like YouTube Live or Vimeo Live to host your live session. Both Vimeo Live and YouTube Live let you directly embed a live broadcast onto a page of your website. So there's no software to download, no additional registration process. Members simply visit a page on your membership and they can watch without any hassles. Inside our own membership, we also embed a chat room directly next to our Vimeo live streaming video using a service called Chatroll. So that's Chatroll, ROLL.com. This enables our members to ask questions and to chat amongst themselves in real time. And we can obviously monitor and see those and pick out any questions in real time too. So this makes the live sessions more interactive and a lot more fun for attendees. And of course, if you're using a Facebook group for your membership, while I'm knocking on the soapbox about me not being a fan of using Facebook groups for paid memberships, but many of you are using Facebook groups, and so you can definitely look at running your member calls using Facebook Live. If you use software like Ecamm Live, then that will actually pull in any questions, any comments from that Facebook Live session, and you can throw the question that someone has asked up on screen. So again, that's real interactive. So as you go to answer a question, you can click on that comment within Ecamm Live, that's E-C-A-M-M Live, and it'll actually display that question on screen as you answer it. That's pretty cool. Again, really interactive. But the key to this is just finding a way of reducing the technological hurdles. So look at your current live call process. Are you making people download GoToWebinar? Are you sending them off to a separate website where they need to pre-register and all that sort of stuff? The more hoops people need to jump through, the more likely they are to be put off attending. Next tip, don't overdo it with too many live sessions. The more live calls that you ask your members to attend, the lower your average attendance is likely to be. If you have a packed schedule of live calls, if you've got several taking place every week, probably asking too much of your members. I would say 2 to 4 live sessions per month is the sweet spot. It's few enough to ensure that you actually have something of worth to cover in each of those sessions and to maintain a special event feel for members who know that it's a golden opportunity to spend some time interacting with you or a rare chance to learn from a guest expert. If you're going live every other day, there's less motivation to show up. You actually risk overwhelming members. Once those members slip behind or if they've missed several live calls, they're going to feel less likely to come to any in the future and also a little more likely to leave your membership altogether if they feel that they're not able to keep pace. Too many live sessions also makes it tougher to use a lot of the tips that we're talking about in today's episode. And it will become clear why that's the case a little later in the episode. And it also significantly increases your workload, which negates one of the benefits of delivering real-time live membership content. The more work you're doing, the harder it becomes to keep the standard of content up. And if the quality drops, then the result of this is often, you guessed it, lower attendance. So don't overdo it. Don't be going live in your membership every other day. Too much. 2 to 4 times a month typically is your sweet spot. Next tip, make sure you're sending email reminders about your live session. This one is a given, or at least it should be. Make sure you're emailing your members at least 2 to 3 times before each live session that you're doing. Email them and let them know about it a week in advance. Send them another email on the morning of the day that you're hosting the live call, and then another email an hour before going live. Again, we talked in the last bit about how going live too often makes it harder to implement some of the other stuff that we're talking about. This is an example. If you're going live 3 times a week, then you can't send regular email reminders or email notices in advance. Quite often, membership owners only think about their email marketing strategy in the context of attracting new members, but it's as important, if not more, that you use it for effectively engaging and retaining your existing members too. And email services like ActiveCampaign will actually enable you to resend emails to anyone who didn't open them first time round, or to segment your audience based on who did and didn't open a specific email. So you can use that functionality to take an extra shot at reminding members about your live event, trying out a different subject line in the hopes that maybe that will compel them to open your message. You could even use the automation and segmentation features of more advanced email marketing platforms to specifically identify people on your members list who never open emails about live sessions, event reminders, and so on, or people who open them but never actually click through and attend those sessions. So that gives you the opportunity to reach out in another way and try to engage with them via some other format other than email to see whether there's anything you could be improving that would make them more likely to show up. So making sure you're sending email reminders and also thinking smarter about how you can use email marketing to promote your live sessions to your existing members. Next tip is to promote your live sessions on social media. So again, as with email marketing, social media is one of those things that many membership owners only think about in the context of attracting new members. However, sharing announcements and reminders about your live member calls across public social media channels actually gives you the best of both worlds. For your members, who will likely also be following you on social media, it serves as a great reminder about your live session. So you're not relying on them opening their emails or being logged into your website. They're getting that reminder by seeing your tweets, your Facebook message, your Instagram story. For non-members, it's a great way to show them what they're missing out on. So you're subtly promoting your membership as a result. Most of the time when we're posting on social media, we're writing with the assumption that we're talking to non-members. But every now and then, it's okay to flip that. It's okay to write as though you are writing to your members, to put a reminder, an announcement out into the world for your members to see. Then the people who see it who aren't members, they'll be made aware, firstly, that you have a membership, but then secondly, that you do live calls. You're doing a webinar, you're bringing in a guest. But you're not posting this stuff and saying, hey, why don't you come and join the membership for this awesome thing? You're actually saying, hey, if you're an Academy member, if you're a membership member, don't forget about this. This kind of makes the non-members feel like they're on the outside, that they're missing out on something. And that can be really, really compelling as a way of marketing your membership in a total different approach from how most people usually do it. I refer to this as member-first messaging. You wouldn't necessarily write every single social media message from the perspective that you're talking to a member, but for things like this, it can work like gangbusters. So you can use tools like Canva or other design tools to create a nice fancy image to promote your live sessions and then share that out on your Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram, or wherever else you have a presence. Capitalize on the trend of stories, the short video content stories on Snapchat, Instagram stories, and Facebook stories, and show people behind the scenes glimpses when you're preparing for your live call. Just before you hit the live broadcast button, you can get on Instagram stories and say, hey guys, just about to go live for a member Q&A call. I love these. These are my favorite things to do within our membership. For an hour or so, our members are just going to pick our brains on everything. I can't wait to see what they've got. If you're a member, log in right now and ask me a question. If not, why don't you come join us? That sort of thing, real quick, real easy to do. And in fact, if you follow me on Instagram at Membership Guy, you've probably seen me do that a few times. Next tip, add a countdown timer to your website. So you really need to ensure that your members are fully aware of any upcoming live sessions that you have planned. So you could have a simple list somewhere inside your membership. Maybe it's a widget on your dashboard or just the date and time of the next session. Maybe you have a more comprehensive calendar or a schedule page. But you can take that a step further by displaying a prominent countdown timer that is literally ticking down the seconds until the next live session takes place. Quite often, you'll actually find that non-attendance happens simply due to forgetfulness. So a well-placed countdown clock can serve as a constant reminder that makes it far more likely that members will come along live. You might have that countdown on display permanently. So on your dashboard, always is this ticking clock telling you when the next session is, and it resets with every session. Or maybe you just bust it out 2 or 3 days before your live calls. Depends how hard you want to push. If you're using WordPress, there's a few plugins that you can utilize. And if you head on over to themembershipguys.com/257, that's themembershipguys.com/257, then you will see in the accompanying article that we've linked to some plugins that will enable you to add a countdown timer. You could even use something like Deadline Funnel, which is, it's a countdown software that's typically used for sales funnels, but you can use it to add timers onto pages on your site, but also send a ticking countdown timer via email too. So again, it's a tool that's usually used for sales funnels, but you could adapt it for this purpose. Next tip, create some add to calendar links to go on your website. So when people actually click on it, it gives them the ability to add that event into their own calendar. If you can get members to actually save the date and make attending your live session an actual appointment in their calendar for which they get a reminder, then you stand a far greater chance of actually getting a good turnout. And one of the best ways of doing that is with an add to calendar button on your website that enables them to quickly add details of your live call to whichever calendar or schedule software that they're using. The best way to do this is with the tools from AddEvent.com. event.com. Again, if you head to themembershipguys.com/257, you will find links. AdEvent.com actually give you the code that you can put onto a page or a widget on your site that will create this add to calendar button. And you can even create a central calendar that you control on your end, where when you add events to your own calendar, your members can be subscribed to those events. So they automatically get added to their own calendar, Google Calendar, Outlook, Apple Calendar, whatever. If you're a member of Membership Academy, then our free member-only theme actually has a custom event widget that does this exact thing that we're talking about. So having that add to calendar link, again, that enables you to become a must-attend appointment that is in their calendar. They're going to get a reminder on their desktop, on their phone, or whatever, that increases the chance that they'll come along. Another tip is to use an on-site messaging app. So we're big fans of using services like Intercom or Drift in order to send on-site messages to members. So little messages that will pop up to members when they're on the website. So among the many things that you can use these tools for, the most useful for increasing attendance is being able to pop up a message box promoting your live session to anyone who happens to be on your website during that specific window of time that the live call is happening. So you'd probably start showing that message maybe 4 to 5 hours before the live session is scheduled to take place. You pop up a little message in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, reminding them about the call, providing them with the link and any other info that they need. Maybe you'd change that message a little closer to the time. You can even embed videos and images into these messages. So if you are using something they need to download, like GoToWebinar or Zoom, you might include a real quick video walkthrough showing them how to install these within the message that you show. In addition, you can turn these messages, these reminders, into a two-way messaging system that allows people to directly reply. This gives you the option of encouraging people to let you know if they have any questions or problems that might stop them attending. Or if you're running live Q&A calls, you could use this as a way of collecting questions from members that you'll then answer during the live session. Speaking of which, next tip, get members directly involved in the calls. The interactive nature of offering live content in your membership is perhaps one of its biggest selling points. The opportunity to ask you questions, get direct feedback, or even just chat with you in real time will be a big motivator for people to turn up. So you should look for ways in which to get members involved and provide the interaction they're looking for. With live webinars, if you're running these live webinars with either yourself or a guest expert, ensure you make time for a Q&A at the end. Depending what software you're using, you could have members call in and actually ask their questions in person on camera. For office hours or live Q&As, make sure you have some form of chat facility to take questions from attendees live. Also have a way for members to pre-submit questions ahead of the call. They can just send it in from a basic contact form and then encourage them to come along to hear your answer and to ask any follow-ups. You might also do member spotlights or coaching calls, where every month you can handpick one or more members who will either receive direct coaching during a live session with other members in attendance in the audience, or maybe they have an idea or a project or a piece of work that they want feedback on, so they actually bring it along to be analyzed and fed back on during the call. These are all real great interactive live sessions that get members directly involved. The more your members are involved in your live sessions, the more they have skin in the game and the more likely they are to show up. And the final tip is make sure you actually add specific tangible benefits to being there live rather than waiting for a replay. One of the main advantages to delivering content live is that you can record that session and then, once it's over, you can add the recording to an archive inside your membership. So this means that you're constantly adding permanent value to your membership that can be used again and again by future members. But the downside, however, is that when members know that recordings will be provided later, they have less of a reason to show up live since they know that they can just watch the replay at their own convenience. The way to tackle this is by finding specific advantages for live attendance. The ability to interact in real time, as we've mentioned, is one such advantage. However, if you can stack those benefits, you stand a greater chance of people coming along. One way to do this could be to lengthen the window between the live session taking place and its replay being added to the archive. If someone knows that, yes, they will get the recording from the live call, but they'll be 2 to 3 weeks behind everyone else if they wait for that replay, that might just light a fire under their backside to motivate them to attend live and get the good stuff sooner. You might also be able to have a specific segment of the live session that you leave out of the recording. So if you are bringing in guest experts to do webinars, maybe the replay omits the Q&A portion. So the replay is the main webinar session, but the Q&A is something that only happens in the live environment. Maybe you're using gamification strategies, so badges, certifications, and so on inside your membership. Then you could look at whether or not you can actually implement something to acknowledge and reward the people who attend live. Find a way of making it in your members' best interest for them to come along to the live call rather than waiting for the recording, and you'll see your attendance increase. So there we go, 9 ways to increase attendance to your live calls. First, find ways to reduce the technological hurdles. Second, make sure you're not overdoing it with too many live sessions. Third, make use of email marketing to promote your live sessions to your members. Email marketing is not just for non-members. Use email effectively to promote these sessions to members. Same goes for social media. That's tip 4. Promote your live sessions on social media. Use that member-first messaging we talked about. Fifth, add a countdown timer to your website, a ticking clock to your next live session. Sixth, create add to calendar links and place these inside your membership so people can actually make an appointment in their calendar for your live session. Seventh, use an on-site messaging app like Intercom or Drift to send messages and reminders to people who are on your site when your live session's happening. Eighth, look at ways in which you can get members directly involved in the live sessions and make them truly interactive. And then finally, ensure that there are specific tangible benefits to being there live rather than sitting back and waiting for the replay. So if you're someone who has live calls, live content within your membership, and you've been struggling with attendance, or you're just trying to get those numbers up, then implementing the tips, the tactics, and the suggestions that we covered in today's episode will see those attendance figures rise. That is it from me for this week. I do hope you found today's episode useful. If you have, hit me up on social media, give me a little shout out. Let me know what your top takeaway has been from today's episode. Tweet me at Membership Guys. Hit me up on Instagram at Membership Guy, singular. There is no Cali on that Instagram account. Or let me know inside our free Facebook group. You can search for Membership Mastermind on Facebook, and you shall find our group. We've got over 15,000 members in there. Or type talkmemberships.com into your browser. It'll magically reroute you to our Facebook group. Get yourself in there. Let me know your top takeaway from this week's episode. If you use any of these tips for your next call, I want to hear from you in terms of how it's actually gone from you, how it's affected your attendance. That is it. I am out. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. The Membership Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks, and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice, the Membership Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership website. Check it out at membershipacademy.com.